time to get ready.
Of course. Ready for what?
It's the big interview. Thinking big, living big, talking big with market strategists, money managers, economists, authors, and more.
Get ready to feel the thunder.
Long chats with big brains meant to give you a better view of the big picture.
As far as brains go, I got the lion's share.
As money life goes big time.
Big reason for this success is you.
Literally.
Well, you know, we're talking about big brains, right? And who got the lion's share of the brains? Well, we definitely want you to be thinking about your brains today, because my guest is Gary Dayton. Dr. Gary Dayton is the author of a new book out in the Wiley Trading Series called Trade Mindfully. Achieve your optimum trading performance with mindfulness and cutting-edge psychology. And it's a really interesting book. You know, we love behavioral finance here, but the typical book that talks about any sort of behavioral finance is really talking about be a long-term investor, figure it out, and do it that way. And this is all about trading. And I find it a fascinating book. If you want more information, well, Gary is the founder of TradingPsychologyEdge.com. You can go to TradingPsychologyEdge.com to learn more about the firm, or you can go to TradingPsychologyEdge.com/book and learn about trading mindfully. You can also follow Gary on Twitter. He's at Dr. Gary Dayton. Gary Dayton, welcome to Money Life.
Chuck, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here today.
I've got to say, the first thing that intrigued me about the book before I ever had read it was this idea of cutting edge psychology. Because most traders I know, they want cutting edge technology. I find it fascinating that you believe that more so than what most traders want, which is give me a faster machine, give me a better connection, let me argue with the flash boys or whatever it might be, that it's really mindset over matter.
That's right. That's right, Chuck. There's no question that you need to have a good, solid trading method and also an understanding of money management practices. You know, all the good psychology in the world is going to be of little value to you if you don't have a good trading method that gives you an edge and good sound money management. But that being said, consider that we're living in a world in which technology is no longer the edge that it used to be. Nearly every trader has access to the same charts, the same methods, the same fast computers, trading software, even order types. So the real edge today, I believe, lies in one's mental approach to the markets. You know, it's very much like an athlete who first reaches the professional level. Suddenly, everyone has similar talents, skills, and abilities. So the smart athletes know they need to develop their mental game to be truly competitive. And it's the same in trading today. Never has it been more important to develop your trading psychology edge along with your technical edge.
That being the case, how much of this, are there certain realms of trading that you want to say, here's where psychology gives me an edge, and certain realms of trading that you go, yeah, you know, that's this guy's trying to squeeze extra pennies out?
No, I think any aspect of trading, no matter whether somebody's a long-term investor or somebody's in their scalping the S&Ps or the currencies or the oil markets or gold markets for a few ticks or for a few pips. Psychology is going to be important no matter what your game is.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about the game. When we talk about trading mindfully and coming up with it, how much of this is developing a process and how much of it is developing something that allows you to adjust that process? Because we hear from some people that you really want to have a process, and once you found the process, you stick with it in all market conditions. But if you're truly trading mindfully, you might want to say, hey, what do I do when process A is not working, right?
Well, process, I think of process a little bit differently than perhaps you're thinking about it. When I think of process, I'm thinking about the psychological side or the mental side of process. If you think about it, an investor or a trader can really only develop themselves by doing three things: preparing really well for trading, executing their trades well, and then assessing their results and using that information to better prepare and better execute. It can be like a cycle of continuous improvement. And if you think about it, trading psychologists, that's the only three areas that a trading psychologist can really have an impact in helping a trader. So process is really, really important. And I look at it in terms of before trading, during trading, and after trading, and looking to make improvements in each of those areas.
Help somebody understand what the difference is between, hey, I've come up through the system, I've been trading, I've been looking for a system, or maybe I've been working with a system, and what they should be doing. I mean, without giving away too much of the book, how would you like the book to transform somebody in my audience who does a little bit of trading but who really wants to be savvy about it?
Good question. There are a few things that traders immediately confront when they start trading. The emotional side of the game is a real challenge. I don't know of any other profession where, you know, if we go into a corporate setting or a business setting, we have time of day that we start, we have project deadlines, we have bosses to report to, we have a lot of structure. We don't have structure in trading. Yeah, the markets open at a given time and they close at a given time, but pretty much any time, everything else is totally unstructured. You can trade at any time, you can trade any amount within the restrictions of your account, you can go long or short, or you can stand aside. So structure, there's very little structure for the trader to kind of grab onto and formulate a good trading approach around. That structure has got to come from the trader himself or herself, and that is going to be a large part of their mental game, understanding when mental traps, for example, can come into play and derail their trading without them even really realizing it. Things like that are going to be very important for traders.
How much of trading success or failure is mental? How much of it is folks that in the crucible of the market wind up losing their nerve?
It's a very good question, and it's a tough one to answer. I think a lot of failure comes from traders not having a good, well, not necessarily not having a good trading method, but not understanding it well and not practicing it well. Trading, at least technical trading, requires an awful lot of practice before one develops the skills and the knowledge and the abilities to execute their trades well and, you know, be able to take losses, understand that it's a probabilistic game that they're playing, and that it's really the trades over the long haul. It's not one or two trades. Everybody kind of gets caught up in whether the current trade is going to be a winner or a losing trade, and they don't want to have losers, and they do everything and anything they can to avoid those losers. But in reality, we're always going to have losing trades. It's the large number of trades over a long period of time where your edge is going to come out. And understanding that is part of the trading psychology process that traders need to develop.
A lot of my audience likes the idea of trading, but they don't necessarily like the idea of trading a lot in general. Their idea of trading is, let me buy a stock that's a good trade. I want to be able to hold it until it sort of meets my targets. And that might be a week. It might be a month. It might be 3 months. Maybe it's a year or more. But is there a trading mindset for everybody so that if somebody wants to make trading a component without making it, hey, you got to run your life by this, you can do this?
It's a good question. Different time horizons for different traders are going to create different challenges mentally. That being said, traders will have very similar challenges whether they're trading on a one-minute chart or they're trading off of a weekly chart. A major challenge, for example, is holding on to a winning trade and not cutting it short. When we're in a profitable trade, the mind starts finding things and telling us stories about how we should close that trade and bank on our profits. And it can be very insistent and make us uncomfortable until we do. And so we close the trade and we feel good. even though we haven't reached our profit target, we've banked a few dollars, and we feel good about that. But then what happens when the market continues in our direction, but we're no longer in the trade? So does the mind say, gee, Gary, I feel really sorry to get you out of that trade. I'll try to do better next time. Not if it's like my mind. It's going to begin chastising me for getting out of the trade, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here's a question, Chuck, that's never asked. Which mind was right? Was it the mind telling you to get out of the trade for fear of losing profits, or the mind now chastising you for doing exactly what it told you to do just a while before? Neither mind was right, obviously, yet the trader believes both.
Well, we have to worry about what is happening in our trading minds.
My mind is going.
There you go. Sometimes our mind is going, but if you don't want your mind to be going and you want to trade mindfully, check out Dr. Gary Dayton's book, It's Trade Mindfully. Achieve your optimum trading performance with mindfulness and cutting-edge psychology. Gary Dayton, thanks so much for joining me on Money Life.
Thank you, Chuck.
Remember, you can follow Gary on Twitter. He's at Dr. Gary Dayton. You can learn more about the book at TradingPsychologyEdge.com. Gary is founder of that firm. If you add a /book to the web address, TradingPsychologyEdge.com, you'll find information on the book. All right, we've hit the halfway pole on the January 20th edition of Money Life. Up next, Greg McBride from Bankrate.com, and then the Money Life Market Call with David Snowball from the Mutual Fund Observer.com site. We'll be right back.